This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For you for this Wednesday, the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, the 242nd birthday of the United States of America. We the people. How many folks actually learned and understood what was in the Declaration of Independence that was signed officially for the first time on this date in 1776? Did you study this? All of our young and older attitudes toward America sometimes are built around what we learned when we were in school. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with a happy birthday to America, celebrating a universally important day for our country, Independence Day, for sure. Maybe that's understating it. But the flag with the 13, the colonies, and the stars are in a circle, the first flag. Were you excited when you learned about the... How did teachers set up the grand motion or notion, the United States of America is unique in many different ways, but I wonder how your teachers, I'll start with Victoria, how your teachers, as you went through school, set this day up, set up the idea of the revolution, set up the idea of America. Did you feel good, excited, or was it just another history lesson?
No, I always loved the history of our country, and my family on my mom's side has a very long history going back to the 1600s here, so family and the history of our country is very, that's something that was talked about since I can remember being, you know, 3 or 4 years old. Those were stories that were important in our family, so learning about that stuff and the colonies and actually, it's funny because Lewis just said to me yesterday that he's never seen 1776, the movie musical, which is all about the Continental Congress and everything. I love it. It's one of my favorites. So we're actually going to watch that today because I think there's a lot of history that he hasn't seen. So I feel like I'm a lot more well-versed with American history than he is. So I think he'll kind of appreciate learning about that. And it's a fun movie musical. And if you want to have your kids kind of be engaged in something and really learn history, there's a lot of fun facts in it and things like that. So that's going to be our way of celebrating America today.
Some of the best character actors in the modern history of film are in this, and the makeup is fabulous, and the dialogue is fabulous. It's
great.
It's one of those feel good. There
I'm
are
excited
those people,
for him to see it.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
Haven't
oh,
you?
You would love it. No. Yeah, it's great.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Probably you can probably download it on one of the services.
Oh, yeah.
I'm betting. Yeah. Especially today, they would have it available. All right, so Karen, Jennifer, do you remember either of the two of you or both of you, your experiences just kind of ferreting out the details of America and how unique it is? And remember, the history is it isn't really true history. Whatever you're taught is through the eyes or the understanding of whoever is teaching you. So there's always a bias in it, and that has been the case, I think. But in general, what do you think about what you learned when you were younger?
I think the only thing that I really remember that sticks out is in fifth grade. That must have been American history year, because I remember we had around Thanksgiving, we had a mock Thanksgiving, like the first one where, you know, half the class were pilgrims, the other half were Indians, you know, that kind of stuff, which was kind of fun. And we learned the 50 Nifty song, where we learned about the states as they formed from the colonies. So that's really what sticks out. As far as, I don't know if there was another sense of enthusiasm over any other year of history, but definitely that, I think, sticks out for me as far as, you know, as far as cool history lessons. I think that was probably my favorite year.
Mm-hmm. I think going to visit Plymouth Rock, which or Plymouth yeah. Plantation, is also fun. Did you ever do that, Jen?
Yeah, that's for me. History kind of came to life as I've traveled. You know, going to Boston, going to visit our historical sites. That's where it really kind of comes alive.
That's
I think
so true.
In the classroom you learn, but you don't get the full effect until you actually see the places, see the documents, go to the museums. I think that really makes it come to life.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you see how small the rock is.
Yeah, that's right. Pointing that rock. I don't know.
It's like the Mona Lisa. It's way smaller than you think.
The rock is no big deal in that sense. All right, so Kara, what about you? Younger and education has certainly changed. So how much of a focus in school was the 4th of July, the birth of America, the understanding of the stories of the men who signed the Declaration, that kind of stuff?
I don't specifically remember the 4th of July being a big topic, but definitely the Constitution and the signing of it and the 13 original states. And I think that's because, well, first of all, Maryland was one of those original states. So we kind of learned about it a little bit more and being around Washington, D.C. We also took a lot of field trips to museums. But it is kind of interesting looking back on it. The Constitution was a focus throughout every history class, so you kind of learned about it in a different way every year. There's not a lot of topics that come up in U.S. government and U.S. history and all of these different courses that I had over, you know, my, I guess, high school and middle school and elementary school classes. So, yeah, I don't remember it being like a specific, like, oh, my God, I love this topic. But, yeah, you definitely learned about it. And it's fun to go to the different museums in D.C.
Over the years, my reality with regard to the true meaning of the 4th of July and what I didn't know from what was in school, whether it was elementary school, middle school, high school, college, the essence of when the document was actually signed, who these people were who signed it, and not only that, but philosophically, taking apart the reality of where it happened, when it happened, how it happened, is really a miracle. And, you know, the we the people part of it and one nation under God and all that stuff, if you believe in a creator or if you believe in divine intelligence or infinite intelligence, whatever it is you want to call the power that is greater than we are, it certainly, if you really think this through and understand what would have happened or frankly not happened had the United States of America not come into existence, the strength of Britain and the European countries, the Dutch, the French, the Spanish, the way that they set about to kind of control the world, it's really the history of mankind is all about power and control, as we know. But the thing that changed these people being where they are, they were far from perfect, that's for sure, the 56. And once they signed this thing, there was a death warrant on their heads. The Brits were after them, and some of them actually did get caught, and some of them actually did get executed for renouncing England. And so there's
high
that.
High treason,
but,
right? That's as bad as it can get.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep, you're done for, man. But then think about where we are. There isn't on the surface of the planet a place, when you put it all together, of land that, I'm talking about physical land, that is any better for resources, for growing, for living. If you look around on the planet, there are very few places that have everything, and we do, pretty much. All the resources, it's pretty amazing.
And
actually,
all the climates that we have in one country, too. That's really kind of cool.
Right? But the resources, I'm talking about fossil fuels, like them or not, coal, iron ore, the things that the oil, just the resources that we have. We've squandered a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
We've wasted a whole lot of resources and continue.
But the climate is a resource, though, like the in terms of seasons, because if you think of the things that we can grow agriculturally in this country, it's really remarkable. And I kind of took that for granted until I lived in England, where I couldn't get an orange. And when I found one, it came from Spain, and it was like $10. Yeah. And it's like, well, wait a second. And then everyone's like, well, duh, we don't grow oranges here. And then that kind of hits you, like, wow, we have so much variety because of all the various climates that we have.
Yeah. So that's kind of the spirit in which I hope we approach. And then I hope that folks are thankful for all of the things that are so important in terms of what we... I don't think people get it anymore, really, what sacrifices were made by lots of people to have this entity that we call the United States of America survive. It really is another extraordinary, the resources and people that we've had here. And what we've really done is attract the best. We've attracted the worst, too, because of the opportunities. There's opportunity for good and bad here, for sure. But it's just, it goes on, and I'm not sure that all of us appreciate it, frankly. We expect it. There's a sort of entitlement that America has presented, and we become even more of an entitlement. I didn't mean that necessarily in terms of the government, but it is a part of what we are all about now. What can you do for me? What can I get from you? And not what... Remember what...
it's the opposite of what Kennedy said, right?
Kennedy, yeah, exactly. I was thinking about the inauguration. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Those are words that, and I was in high school then, that rang out, and it was significant then, probably more significant now, in terms of, because there are a lot of people and enterprises that have started and have flourished, and then they failed. It happens. That's just the way it is, kind of like life and death. So we have the opportunity. What we do with it, I guess, remains to be seen. But we have a lot of people who are very stalwart in this country. And I think that's part of what you... It's almost like breathing in the air. There is a rarefied, strange reality. I've traveled in 40 different countries around the world, and I hope before I'm done I'll get to see 40 more countries.
Do you want to live anyplace else?
What I know. I'd like to spend time in other places. I love England. I think it's a fabulous place. But would I want to live there and be a resident of England? No. Would I want to be a Canadian? No. Would I want to be a... no, I mean, you look at the choices. there are some great places. Italy's a fabulous country. But their people are nuts. The government's crazy there. And so it's just, we are all where we are supposed to be in real time. I think that's probably it, not in a political sense, but in a, and I guess a spiritual and reality-based thinking, is that sometimes you just have to let things take their course. And America has done that. It takes its course. We continue to push it along and help it along and hope that we are making decisions that will be good for the next person. I hope that's the way most of us think. Good for us, but also good for the next person. Food for thought. Speaking of things that are good, on the 4th of July, those of you who have had trouble sleeping, sometimes I get great, like the last two or three nights, man, really have slept well. And then I think about, well, when I don't fall asleep, do I stay asleep? And what keeps me awake and that sort of thing. And then you wake up tired. You got to feel good when I go on the air. And sometimes I don't. But I have to fake it. And sometimes I'm good at it. Sometimes I'm not. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. Your pillows no good? How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. And what better day to talk about a company that was started in the USA, a product that's made in the USA. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Business, if you're looking for a way to spend a few hours, this is a good way to do it. The DJV Show. Hi, 23 after the hour, 4th of July, 2018. Jennifer Horn, happy 4th of July to you. Victoria, best wishes to you for the 4th of July.
Thank you.
And how you spend it with your family, Kara and her family. I bet most of us are with family today. And if that's it, that's good. How are you going to spend your time? Well, a lot of you will be outside. Some of you will be inside. Last night I watched a movie. An old Sandra Bullock movie with Clive Davis. It was kind of a whodunit sort of thing, and I think the chemistry was about as awful between the two of them as I've seen any actors or actresses.
Was it Duplicity, or is that the one with Julia Roberts that's really bad?
No, what did I say? It was Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's the worst movie ever. I don't even understand why that movie was greenlit. It was so bad.
Yeah.
That was on TV the other day. I watched. Oh, really?
Who did I say first?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay, yeah. I sometimes confuse the two of them, actually, in my own mind. Yeah, Julia Roberts and Clive Davis, awful. And it's the opposite chemistry that she had when she was with Hugh, what's his face, in Notting
Hugh
Hill.
Grant.
Hugh Grant. Mm-hmm. There was real chemistry with them. She and Clive Davis, none, zero. All right.
Clive Owen.
M2. All right, so now that we've gone through a list of a lot of people.
That Victoria speaks Stefan, because I was like,
oh, right? He is Clive Davis.
Thank you, Victoria.
I love my favorite one still when he said forehead, and it was like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, that I can get. I mean, we know where she's a forehead, but Clive Owen and what did you say? No, Clive Davis and Clive Davis. Bullock. Somehow you knew it.
Ding, ding. Getting there. 25 past the hour. All right, so. Television for tonight, Jennifer, unless you want to review something you watched last night.
I didn't watch anything last night. I actually, Jeff and I took the kids to see The Incredibles last night. So
How was that?
To watch TV. It was very cute, actually. I think it was just as good, if not better, than the first one. So, cool. Yeah, it was good. Two thumbs up, for sure. All right, so if you're, I don't know, watching fireworks on TV,
boring.
I feel like it just takes out some of the excitement. But if that's your thing, Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular happens on NBC at 8 o'clock. It's 2 hours. You can hang out. There'll be music. There'll be other stuff besides just televised fireworks. If that is not your thing, CBS has a brand new episode of Big Brother tonight, followed by a new episode of Code Black. ABC's all in rerun tonight. Fox has a couple of old episodes of MasterChef and Gordon Ramsay. PBS, of course, is where all of the action is. That's my favorite spectacular. It's called The Capital 4th. And it starts at 8 o'clock. So you can
who's the host of it? Is Sinise usually who's
John Stamos. John
Stamos.
Stamos,
that's right, too. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be Jimmy Buffett. It'll be the Broadway cast of Escape to Margaritaville, the Beach Boys, Pentatonix, the Temptations, Luke Combs, Lauren Elena, CeCe Winans, Josh Bell, Renee Fleming, and a lot more. So you can check that out. If you're interested in the Macy's Spectacular, they're not providing too many details, so I don't know who their headliner is on that. But you can check it out. What else is going on? That's really about it. You've got a couple of sporting events. You've got World Cup action today. But your other best bet on cable would be maybe a new episode of American Chopper on Discovery at 8.
Yeah. All right. So I just was thinking, I'm out of mind, because I'll get into it and I won't be able to spend time talking about Willie Nelson and his 4th of July picnic, which would be appropriate to focus on musically here. His eclectic picnic, which started back in 1973, one of the longest-running traditions in Texas country music. He knows that not all of his fans can make it to Texas. So this year, for the 44th installment of his country picnic, he's broadcasting select performances live on Sirius XM. For those who are able to attend, the picnic takes place at the Circuit of the Americas in Elroy, Texas, which is near Austin. This is the fourth year that the racetrack has hosted that event. The on-air broadcast hosted by Nelson Satellite Radio Station Willie's Roadhouse, Channel 59 on Sirius XM, starts at 3 this afternoon Eastern. Several of the headlining artists will be streamed on the Roadhouse channel. Let's see, Willie will be there, Edie Brickell, the New Bohemians, Lucas Nelson, Margot Price, and Sturgill Simpson. Not the same crowd that has the honor of visiting farms on Farm Aid, just a whole different group. But he's always the draw because his music is what makes it. And so as we think about Willie Nelson and Independence Day, let's listen to him sing this fabulous American song.
Boosting impassioned strength, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness.
Mind explosion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Brace yourself. Here comes a gut check. You have a tendency to minimize the mistakes you make and maximize the mistakes of others. You have a tendency to believe that you're really deep and mysterious, but other people are shallow and predictable. You have a tendency to judge other people by their actions, but judge yourself by your intentions. You don't like hypocrites, but you fail to recognize your own hypocrisies. You're attached to what you believe because you really do believe that your perspective is the correct one to have. Although you don't like liars, you yourself have lied in your life. More so, even though you wouldn't define yourself as a liar, you happily call those with whom you disagree and catch lying liars. And really the same is true with just about every label you use. This is a gut check, because I don't even know you yet. I know all of those things about you are true, and I hope all this blows your mind, because if your mind has been blown wide open, you can start building a whole brand new mind right now. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fake news, they're all back there.
President Trump speaks at a salute to service dinner on 4th of July Eve at a resort in West Virginia.
If I would have shot a 75, they'd say there's no way he could do it. There's no way. They might be right about that, actually. But they are back there. They would have said, there's no way. 3.4 million new jobs since Election Day. They would have said, no way.
Today, the President and First Lady will host a 4th of July picnic at the White House for military families. A federal judge says cities and states have a strong case that the Trump administration acted in bad faith when it included a question about citizenship in the census. That Manhattan judge Jesse Furman saying he will allow lawsuits against that to proceed. Then you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And I'm trying to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Focus on the country today, Wednesday, the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This is not Memorex. This is live. My tradition for the 30 years that I've done this morning program around the country is to be live as much as possible. And so we are here, happy to find new friends, acquaintances, people that carry the program sometimes on these holidays that don't normally carry it or we're on at a different hour, things like that. That's good. Happy to help ourselves to you and you to us here as we think about the 4th of July. What's open and what's closed? The chances are you got plans that don't I hope you put it that way.
What's happening?
That you have plans. Well, I was thinking, I sort of got in the middle of my thought there, thinking that there are people who might want to be not tied to the 4th, not like a religious holiday. This is a holiday for everybody. And so you look around and you think, okay, on Christmas, nothing is open. A few restaurants here and there sometimes.
Come to New York City, everything's open.
On Christmas?
Everything really? On Christmas Day. Yeah.
Really?
Well, we have such a huge Jewish population that everything's open.
Hell, the Chinese restaurants.
A lot of Chinese restaurants.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's a caricature, but I remember I was dating a lady named Hillary Kramer. Remember her, Jennifer?
Of course. And I think I broke you two up.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Whoa, that's a story
long
for another story.
History, yeah. I know.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Things are real hot and heavy between Doug and me.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding.
So, anyway.
Yeah, there was nothing going on.
Yeah. Now I remember it was in the Holiday Inn parking lot in Marlboro. That conversation took place. Anyway.
Sex.
So,
not any action between Doug and me.
I didn't think that. Yeah.
Anyway. So we had this, I think we were together
during all that.
Two or three Christmases, and it's kind of like one of those things that is a story, but you never think you're going to live it. And I've dated a number of Jewish ladies over the years, but none of them was so ethnically pure as Hillary was. So it was Chinese restaurant time. We went to every year we went to a different China, and it was almost a character. It became a caricature of itself. So anyway, it has nothing to do with the 4th of July, just a story.
Ra 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 ra. It's like that movie.
Right.
Uh-huh. So your propane tank is filled. Hopefully, you've got some sparklers, or you're going to go to some place with the sparklers. You got enough buns and beer for the holiday. Here's what may be open. I don't think you're going to see many retail stores open. Today, are the big chains open, like Macy's and Walmart? And
I think so, because there's a lot of sales for vets. So I don't know if they're open full days or maybe like abbreviated schedules. You got to check it out. But there's like Best Buy or some of the sporting goods stores. They're offering big deals for veterans on the 4th of July.
All right. Well, okay. That's good. That federal stuff, the government things, banks, that stuff, those will all be closed as usual on a holiday like this. What's special, though? That's why I'm looking at the liquor stores are open, the supermarkets are open, the convenience stores are open. So what makes, I think, I'm not one who wants to legislate this stuff. It used to drive me nuts. We had in Massachusetts what the government called blue laws. And so on Sundays and special holidays, you couldn't get into most stores. But now that's all changed because we have such religious diversity, and it became silly anyway. But at some point, what do you think ought to be open? If you're running a business and you force your employees to work, is that different than, or is there a different feeling about it? It's maybe, again, the two most sacred holidays for me, I think, are the 4th of July and Christmas. For obviously very different reasons, although I think Thanksgiving Day is something that's pretty sacred, and I use a small s with that. But there's something about Thanksgiving Day, and to a lesser extent, not because it means something less, it just is Memorial Day kind of. For me, the beginning of summer is today. This is when I really feel like we're into summer, and we certainly are.
In the middle of it already.
well, not really. It's only 2 weeks.
Sure. Doug, we love to live our life in fast forward. You know, we're almost done with our day.
Yes, all right. That's it. Okay, yeah, I get it. Okay, just give me a little slice. So,
I like the 4th of July, too, because, you know, of all the other holidays, there's always a lot of stress that goes with the preparation or the shopping for gifts or the shopping for food. The 4th of July is, for at least, I don't know, at least the way we celebrate it in my family, it's very laid back. It's also different for me as opposed to, like, Memorial Day, where there's definitely a more somber tone. The 4th of July is about celebrating our country, looking at the positive, even though there's a lot of nastiness going on right now, looking at who we are as a nation, I think, makes me always feel good. It is a proud holiday, and it's not necessarily overshadowed by sadness, but you can definitely, you still pay tribute while celebrating the country, and that to me is a big distinction, so I always love celebrating. Plus,
below
is glitter in the sky.
Yeah, glitter. She likes glitter. So what will happen? There's a good chance that will add one state, maybe two states, between now and the next 4th of July.
Not
what will we think
it.
About, what, you don't want Puerto Rico to be a state?
Oh, Puerto Rico's fine, but they want to divide California into three.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were the two states you were talking about.
I wasn't thinking about that. No, Puerto Rico, and what was the other one we were talking about just a week or so ago? Now it slipped my mind. I know Puerto Rico. It's
I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, I know there's another one.
Either need to have Puerto Rico rejoin us or just dump it. I mean, with this in-between stuff isn't helping them or us.
Yeah.
Although it is helping them. I shouldn't say.
So one of the things that is a focus on Puerto Rico that's trending, in fact, today, is the leptospirosis outbreak there. If you live there, we have one station, I think, in Puerto Rico, if I'm not mistaken, maybe two, but I think we're on at least one. So those of you who are there, you probably are aware of something the mainland hasn't been aware of. This is a serious bacterial disease. Officials say that it ought to have been declared an epidemic or an outbreak after Hurricane Maria, and neither has been the case. And this is really one of the reasons why as many people have died as have died, 26 in the last few months after the hurricane. This is something that was caused by the illness that spreads through bad water. You know, when people, I remember the most one of the most horrifying things I think I ever saw after a hurricane here in Framingham in 1954. There were a couple of low-lying areas. One of them is a little village called Saxonville. And I can remember, for whatever the reason, driving down there, and everything was shut down, and there were, 14, 15 feet of water in Saxonville, and people were swimming in it. And it was, it's just, you can't do the stuff that's around now that, you know, we think of streams and rivers and all this stuff and how they purify and cleanse. But when you're in, and we're an industrialized country now, and there's a lot of stuff that's just around. And so Puerto Rico has had the same reality. People, maybe it's because the services, I don't know, I'm not sure why anybody thinks that it's a good idea to go wading through the waters after this kind of an incident with the rain.
Well, if you don't have a choice, in this case, there were two rescue workers who died from leptospirosis, and they were pulling, they were had to wade through water to do whatever they were assigned to do, and I'm sure there are plenty of other people. I'm sure this number is way more than 26.
Well, that's what my point
is. I didn't even know what leptospirosis was.
I remember lepto. Yeah.
But except that my two dogs have to, your dogs have to be vaccinated
against
it.
Shot for it, yep.
Oh, so
really?
That's all I knew is that it's, and my vet said of all the ones
that dogs drink water that's, you know, in puddles and stuff around. Lepto is something that you get. I remember it. Maybe it's because I'm on the farm, grew up on the farm, know the story, but all the animals have a shot for lepto because they're exposed to things, fecal material in water, that kind of stuff. It's part of what's on the farm. So I probably know more about it than most. And I hadn't thought about it, actually, Victoria, for quite a long time because it hasn't been, but it certainly makes sense. And I guarantee you, as Victoria just said, that there, that number that was hidden for a long time, what is it, 4,800 people died in the aftermath 6, of the hurricane.
6,700, I think it is now.
6,700, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty
it's
of them died from lepto.
Oh,
plenty of them died from lepto because they had no, they don't have, it's something that isn't really very prominent today, except the reality of knowing that dogs and other animals, but mostly the domesticated dogs, will drink the water that has been, you know, exposed to who knows what. So it's something, though, it's very interesting to have thought about this, because I never would have thought, I haven't thought about lepto for years and years and years. But it's
well,
part
now
of
with
that
Daisy
reality.
May, she probably has a lepto vaccine.
Well, they give the dogs back. It's part of their vaccine package.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mine has
like heartworm.
One in 2 weeks. Right.
Lepto will cause heartworm, things like that as well. And so it's something to be aware of. Thinking and applying it to Puerto Rico is very, it's troubling. So, having said that, we're focused on the 4th of July. I actually watched, I was in, where the heck was I yesterday? I went in and started watching the game, the World Cup game that was played in Russia.
It was exciting, I think, wasn't it?
Well, it gave me a different perspective.
Did you watch England and what is it? Was it England
Russia?
And
yeah, it was in Russia, but it was England and
Colombia.
Colombia,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So What was the outcome of the game? I didn't even see the end of it.
England
I just watched
won.
It for a little while.
England won.
Went to penalty kicks again, and they won.
And that's the first time in their World Cup history that they've ever won in penalty kicks, because they usually lose. Take that,
England.
Yeah. One more time, you get it in the chops. So, all right, so the World Cup.
After Mexico's out, I just don't even want to play anymore.
Really?
Well, I was just for any group that could cause an earthquake because they were so excited about their team. Like, how can you root against those people? You just can't.
Can't do it. All right, Jennifer, bring us up to date, if you will, on Serena Williams. She's been drug tested. Why has she been drug tested so much? I guess.
Well, because she looked like she was packing.
I don't get that.
I love, what, in her rear end? No. Oh, come on, Dougie. It was just a little joke. Oh, all right, Serena Williams.
It wasn't that I don't appreciate it. I didn't get it.
You know, she's just kind of like, a little thick badunkadunk. That's all. Anyway, maybe it was a terrible joke. I apologize. But you know what? It's a holiday. Serena Williams says it isn't fair that she's been drug tested more than other American tennis players this year. She said, just test everyone equally, according to her reports at a pre-tournament news conference on Sunday. She was, of course, a Wimbledon champion. She was asked about the issue because of a recent report by Deadspin that said she'd been checked 5 times in 2018 by the month of June. That was more than other U.S. women and men in the sport. She returned to competition this season after missing more than a year as a result of a pregnancy. Williams said she also found it a little frustrating that she was deemed to have missed a test last month when a sample collector showed up at her house about 12 hours earlier than the time that she had indicated she'd be available. She said, I'm totally okay with testing and I encourage it. It's just about being equal and not singling one person out. Her complaints were mentioned to Roger Federer, who estimated he's been tested 7 times in the last month, including in competition and out of competition. Federer also noted that he's only been asked to provide a sample once while he's been in Dubai, his base for the last 15 years. He called the lack of tests quite disappointing and said, I think it varies from place to place that you spend your time in. Maybe that's the part I don't like so much, the inconsistency of the places where they test, adding that more funding is needed for doping control. So, an interesting issue. I don't know, Victor. So why would they be testing her?
Is there a race thing?
Yeah. Or is it a rumor?
No, I think that I don't really know the why they're testing her more, but like Federer said, it could be just because she's, lives in LA or Florida, wherever she lives, it's just easier.
I'll tell you that she's because a Federer big, strong woman.
And she wins all the time.
Think,
so yeah.
So people
that
just think that she's doped up.
Right.
I don't
and that's part
that's
of it, I think.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's not the case because she's never failed any test. She's been drug tested a lot, so yeah.
Right. All right, Alex Overchin. What an interesting name.
The
him too.
Yeah.
So now you straighten out his name, straighten out the story, will you please?
Well, he's the Washington Capitals captain. Everybody loves Alex Ovechkin for all of the memes and the video footage of him with the Stanley Cup. It's like his new best friend. He sleeps with it. He carries it everywhere. Really? He never puts it down. Well, he spent 13 years on the Capitals trying to win a Stanley Cup, and he finally did. So it makes a lot of sense. But he is from Russia, and so he is actually in Russia right now, and he's watching the Stanley Cup, World Cup, and he brought the Stanley Cup with him. And on Saturday, there's going to be a fan fest prior to Russia's quarterfinal match against Croatia. And in an Instagram post, Ovechkin wrote, "Dear friends, I'll be happy to see everyone who wants to take a photo with the Stanley Cup." So he will be there. It's the game Russia versus Croatia starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, and so I'm sure there's going to be plenty of video footage of Ovechkin with the Stanley Cup and all the Russian fans who want to take pictures with it. So they're very proud of their native Russian boy.
As they ought to be. We're proud of all of our athletes. I think we're just proud of what's good about America today. Independence Day 2018. At 10 minutes for the hour, this is the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yes, even on Independence Day, there's technology talk. Now time for Victoria to shine with her expertise when it comes to understanding what's going on in the world of technology. There's some bad news for those of you who own Samsung phone owners. Let's get to it, Victoria.
I know. Samsung's gotten... They've had a rough few years. Remember when the old Galaxies were exploding? And now this is more bad news for Samsung owners. Some of the devices are randomly sending your entire camera roll of photos to your contacts, not only without your permission, but without even notifying you. And this is pretty scary. One user says his phone sent all of his photos to his girlfriend. Now, luckily, it went to his girlfriend, and she texted him back and said, "Why did you just send me 1,000 photos?" He didn't know it was being done. And so they're sent through the Samsung's default texting app, which is called Samsung Messages. And according to a lot of reports, the Messages app does not even show users, like, there's no way to know what you've actually sent through the app, and that's part of this problem. So there are a lot of recipients now who are just receiving random photos from people, and the people who have the Samsung phones, they don't know until someone texts them back and says, hey, why'd you send me these pictures? So this, if you have anything potentially damaging on your photo roll, on your camera roll, and you have a Samsung phone, you may want to call Samsung immediately, which is what they're telling people to do. They're saying call 1-800-SAMSUNG and let them know if you have a Galaxy S9, S9 Plus, a 7, or a 7, or an S7 Edge, that they are all potentially affected by this bug, and Samsung has not fixed it yet, and they're working on it, they say. But T-Mobile was sort of blamed a little bit, and they are, you know, the T-Mobile came out yesterday saying, this is not our fault. This is 100% on Samsung. So if you have T-Mobile and a Samsung phone, don't bother going through T-Mobile because they will not help you. I don't know that they can help you, but you have to go 800-SAMSUNG or go online and find out more information on what to do. In the meantime, you can revoke Samsung Messages permission to access your storage to avoid the bug. So go through your settings and revoke that permission so Samsung's messaging app can't access your photos. That's really the only thing you can do right now until you contact Samsung. So good luck.
Sounds like a good reason not to have a Samsung. Don't buy them and don't have them.
And you know, they're phones. I hate even saying that, but this is just a bug.
I never liked mine.
It's a big bug.
I had
bug.
One. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it.
Talk to your buddy Bob. He always yells at me every time
him.
I say something nice about iPhone.
Mine, I didn't like it at all. All right, let's see what we can find out about a new spacecraft being tested to pick up debris that is floating around in our spatial environs.
The Geek Out.
Humanity has always had to figure out how to clean up after itself, and now that applies to space junk. It is a growing issue, and recently smart people released the first test spacecraft to remove space junk. It's cleverly named Remove Debris, and the craft was launched from the International Space Station and soon will begin a series of tests that will include trying to capture stuff first with a net and later a harpoon. It's been in development for 5 years, and the test will run through February 2019. Now, the idea is to create a way to gather and remove left behind remnants of other craft which have broken up and currently endanger working ships, satellites, and yes, astronauts. We've posted a link about NASA's space garbage truck test on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
All right, Victoria, AT&T is raising their prices. What's the story with that?
That's true. Well, the Justice Department kind of called this one. When they unsuccessfully sued to block AT&T's $85 billion merger with Time Warner, it argued that combining the two companies would lead to higher prices for consumers. They were correct. The prices are going up for some AT&T consumers or customers. They have there's a $5 price hike now for DirecTV Now on their streaming plans, starting July 26th for new customers. DirecTV's new starting price is $40 a month for 60 channels as opposed to $35. Now, there's also going to be an increase on the cellular side. It's an administrative fee that's now twice as much. It's $2 a month as opposed to 50 cents from before.
And who's foolish enough to believe that baloney about, well, we'll get together and...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.